Okay, Chaver. We last left off on Daf Rish Yud Dalid in the old edition. This is in Hakdam Machaf. We're discussing different ways of breaking down the Chaf Beis Osios. We began explaining that the Shayrish of all of existence comes from the Chaf Beis Osios. As it says in the sixth parasha, the Zayah tells us, Vayishkav b'makam hahu, that Yaakov Avinu, that he laid down in that place, in that makom, and the Zayah says, Vayishkav yesh chaf beis, that there are 22 osios, of which, as we said, Vayikach me'avni hamakom, that he took from the avanim of that makom, of which Sefer Yetzirah itself says that the letters, the combinations of the osios of the Torah create binyanim, what's called a binyan, and each letter is called an evan, because from avanim you make binyanim. So that's called vayikach me'avni hamakom, that he took from these osios. Then in this week's parasha, before he goes down to the house of Lavan, Yaakov has an in-depth understanding of the significance of the osios HaTorah. So in regards to the Chaf Beis Osios HaTorah, we explained that there's shalosh emos. We broke down the aleph beis beginning with emesh, which we said is Eish, or Avir, Mayim in Eish, yeah, which is a remes of Keser Chachman Bina, the Sheva Kfudos, which is Begit Kapoyres, which is Chagat Nehim, Chesed Gvur Tepes and Zorizu Malchus, and then the Yud Beis Pshutos, which corresponds to the Yud Beis Gvulei Alachzon, which is the 12 directions, areas, in something which is three-dimensional, which is the remaining letters of Hev of Zayin, Ches Tes Yud, Lamin Nud Samech, and Ayin Tzadi Kuf. So that's a Hakdama for us when we come in contact with these 12 remaining letters, because this is going to correspond to the 12 months, as we're going to see in a moment. So beginning on Reish Yudalid, we have here now Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. Yadua, he writes, "T'chol ma'ashe bar Hashem Yisbarach wa'olamai, kulam klulim megimul b'chinas hanikraim olam, shana, and nefesh." That everything in this world can be broken down into three parts. It's either time, it's either space or matter. So the term for that is called olam, which is space, shana, which is zman, and nefesh, which is matter, which is really Adam, because the Adam is the shayrish of all matter. So if you take a look at Sifkat and Yud here, yeah, good. So in Sifkat and Yud here, so this comes, as you see, from the Ravid. The Ravid in his Perish to Sefer Yetzirah writes, Tzarech Atalada, so you need to know, Ki kol Sefer Yetzirah yisfar shal gemal drachem, that the entire Sefer Yetzirah can be explained in three ways. One is an Olam, the other is Shana, and the other is Nefesh, v'simanam. And there's a simon to this from where? Nothing less than Har Sinai. Har Sinai, Ashan Kulo. That Har Sinai was Ashan Kulo. Ashan Kulo means that there was a merging of the levels of Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. It was the revelation of the greatness of Adam. It took place on Shavuos and Har Sinai. That's called the merging in place, time, and Adam. Of course, the most famous of this is that which the Ave Nachal, or the Tzaddikim, say regarding Yom Kippur. Because the Torah says that Yom Kippur, the Torah refers to it as Kodesh Kadasha. That the day of Yom Kippur is called Kodesh Kadasha. And Aaron HaKohen is called Kodesh Kadasha. And the Mokom within Lefnai V'Lefnim is called Kodesh Kadasha. So what happens in Yom Kippur? The nefesh of Kodesh Kodeshim goes into the place of Kodesh Kodeshim on the yom of Kodesh Kodeshim. So that's a different type of an ashan. So there's an ashan of Yom Kippur, and there's an ashan of Shavuos. And every, of course, the ashan of Shavuos is Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Whereas the ashan of Yom Kippur is Aaron HaKohen. But Moshe has his place, that's called Har Sinai, that's called Shavuos, and Aaron has his place, which is Har HaMoriah, which is a Kodesh Kodesh. And that's true about every single person, in which the Mishnah says, Ein lecha Adam, she'ein lo makom ve'ein lo shah. It's a Mishnah Avos. There is no nefesh which doesn't have an Olam, and doesn't have a Shana. And it doesn't mean that it's your birthday. It doesn't mean that the place that you're actually born. That's all Chitzonius. Because every single person has a Zman. That's his Zman. The person has a Makom, which is his Makom. And in this week's parasha, it says that Yaakov comes to that place, Vayishka b'makomahu, right? Yaakov found his Makom. He found his Bechina of what it means, the Makom HaMikdash. Because Avim Yitzchak and Yaakov, although they may have found something similar, Chazal say Avim Karahar, V'Yitzchak Karabai, Tzadeh, V'Yaakov Karabayis. Hey, it's a different Bechina. Different Bechina of the Mikdash. So there's this call called Oilam Shana Nefesh, which has a lot to do with Har Sinai. That was one of the great Giluim of Har Sinai. Is that it's the secret of Ashan. Ashan Kulo. That the whole world is an Ashan. Had to line everything up. So now let's see how the Sefer Yetzira is going to divide the 12 months of the year into an aspect similar to Ashan.
Sure. So people can have this, two different people can have the same place?
They can have perhaps the same place, but not exactly the same place, but they may share a similar place. Meaning that even in the Makom HaMikdash, you may have the Kodesh Kodeshim, which is designated for Aaron. But it's going to be parts of the Mikdash which are going to be designated for Avram, some for Yitzchak, some for Yaakov. That could just also be Klaliistic. But when Klal Yisrael will all come to the Beis HaMikdash, every single person will stand on that Makom in the Mikdash which belongs to his Makom. So when everybody stood by Har Sinai, it wasn't just randomly that people were standing where they were standing. Everybody stood where there was, where they were supposed to.
A person's Makom can be more than not just the famous places, so to speak.
Right, yeah. Well, the Makom HaMikdash is unique because it's considered to be the Makom which is koilel all the Makomos in the world. That's why the Torah refers to HaMakom, that HaMakom is the Makom HaMikdash because it is the Makom which is koilel everything. But there will be places across the globe where everybody will have their Makom, which will belong to them. I know somebody who was once went to visit a tzaddik. And in conversation with this tzaddik, he's a very big tzaddik, he's a makobol, he said to him, you and I are neshamas stood next to each other, right? Sina. Stood next to each other. Saw you at Sinai, hey? Right next to each other. So, you know, people will have a hasag in these inyan, and they know, you know, when they see people, you know, where they stood at Sinai. So let's see.
You were in the front.
V'akavana shav oisa ha'ois shenivra ha'chaydesh nivru yudbeiz mazalos ba'olam. Now each of these osios, like we said before, the 12 osios of Hevav Zayin Chastas Yod Lamed Nun Samech Ayin Tzadikov. So each one of them is responsible for a different mazal. Because we know that there are 12 mazalos of which the world goes. The word mazal means to go. Zil means to go. Mazal means that the world goes according to these mazalas. So Yud Beis Chachi Hashana correspond to Yud Beis Ivarim B'Nefesh, 12 parts, limbs of the Nefesh, and also Yud Beis Midos HaNefesh. So we're gonna see this exactly as they are. Okay? So he says, Ve'ele Tzirufan, turning the page, he's going to now quote for us for the next 12 simanim, I guess you can call it, the lashon of the Sefer Yetzira, verbatim. So here it is. Himlech os hei, right? The letter hei, which is meha osios pshutos. So mbisicha, right? The brackets are just, I'm not going to repeat the brackets, just talking about the osios, the os hei. Besicha, which is one of the midas of the nefesh, the kasher lo keser, that we're going to see the kasher lo keser by each of them. The tsar bar tle ba'olam, this is the mazel. The nisan b'chaydash, and this corresponds to nisan. The regel yamin b'nefesh zachar u'nekeva. Now zachar u'nekeva is also going to repeat itself. That means to say that there's a masculine and feminine aspect to these inyanim. So if we want to be, just to put it all together, we would say that the month of Nisan corresponds to the letter He, the inyan of Sicha, the mazel of Tle, and the right leg, Zachar and Nekeva. And there's many beautiful drushim throughout all the Sfarim HaKadoshim. And you could just look at Nisan and you can come up with your own understandings of why this is. Of course, this is not a random Chalila. So what's the connection of all these things? So the Os Hey is the letter of speech. Ki b'kach Hashem so elamim, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu created this entire world with the letter Hey. Behi Baram. With the letter Hey, He created it, right? That's called Behi Baram. Everything was created with the letter Hey. And we know that Nisan is the month of Dibur. Pesach. Right? Pesach says, the Arizal says, Pesach is Pesach, that the mouth speaks. What's interesting is that the only difference between Pesach and Pesach is that you add a letter Hey. Yeah? Pesach becomes Pesach when you give it the letter Hey, because the letter Hey is the Zman, is the Inyan of Dibur. Pesach. The word Sach is the word Sicha. Hence, Himlich Ois Hey, B'sicha. Right? It's the time to talk. V'tzar bo Teleh. Right? That's why the Korban Pesach was Teleh. It was the shechting of the mazel from which the Mitzrayim had a yinika from this Teleh. V'nisan b'shana. V'regel yamin. And also the right leg. The right leg has to do with the going out of Mitzrayim. Right? Whenever you go somewhere, you go with your right leg first. Whenever you go backwards, you go with your left leg first. Like we know in Shemona Esrei. So all this comes together, just an example of why that is. And of course, Nisan is the Zman of Bias HaOlam, which was all created with the letter Hey. I'm not going to go through each and every one of them. This is just, the Sfarim HaKadoshim speak about these inyanim, but it's a very big yesod in terms of understanding Pnimius HaTorah and how things line up with a clear understanding of this inyanim as much as we can in the yesod of Sefer Yetzir. Beis. The letter Vav, which is Hirhur. And now again, Kasher lo Keser. V'tzar bo Shor ba'olam. The shore. V'iyor bashana. V'kulya yamanis v'nefesh. The kulya is the... I don't know what the kulya is.
Kidneys?
Maybe it's the kidneys. Yeah, the klios. Klayos, the kuli yaminis benefesh, zachar nekev. Gimel, himlech oiz zayin, behiloch, the letter zayin in walking, v'kasha lo keser, v'tzar bo te'umim ba'olam, right? The mazel of te'umim is the mazel of sivan b'shana, v'regel small, that's the left leg, zachar nekev. Himlech oiz ches beri'ia, v'kasha lo keser, the tzar bo sartan ba'ilun, that's the mazel of Tammuz. The yad yamin b'nefesh zachar nekeva.
Is there special properties that take place in that month that don't exist in other months? Like, is there a certain impact? Do you certain powers, so to speak, with that part of one's body or one's actions?
Absolutely, yeah.
So we know about Pesach, I'm saying, but everything else is basically hidden to us.
Yeah. Oh, no. What do you mean, hidden to us? Why this is?
Yeah.
No, there's reasons why this is. We're just not getting into it. But there's reasons for each month and each man. Why does it correspond to that either? Of course.
Are there things that we do in the Yantis or that we could be doing in order to really tap into this?
Yeah, but that's really for people who are like Mechaven and everything which they do, like very deep in Yana. Like for example, like the IV says when it comes to each day of the week. So the Ari says that really Shabbos is at the center of the week, and then there's Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. So Sunday is a day of Machshava, and Monday is a day of Dibur, and Tuesday is a day of Maisa. And then it repeats itself again. Wednesday is Maisa, and then Thursday is Dibur, and then Friday is Machshava. Right? As you get closer to Shabbos, you get closer to the world of Ruchni, which is the Inyan of Machshava, but the farther you go from Shabbos, you go to Dibur and to Maisa, which is more Gashmi. So there he explains, that's why we read the Torah on Monday and Thursday. Because Monday is a Dibur, and Thursday is Dibur. So since it's the day of Dibur, so davening is a little longer, more Diburim, and that's why we read from the Torah. Right? Nothing is random. So a person can read that and be like, okay, so now, and the Rizal says, he says, on Sunday you should try to do things b'machshava, and on Monday you should try to learn more Torah, and Tuesday and Monday you should try to do more Maisim Tovim, because it's the day of Maisim. No. Who is planning their day like that? You know, you can think perhaps, you know, people who are very good people, they think that way. It's very hard for a person to be conscious a whole month of, you know, Tammuz B'Shana, so he uses the Yad Yamin. I don't know if we're on such a madriga to know what that means. I mean, we could try. I think the Sfaradim are probably more into that. But I think we have to first work on more of a Shivisi type of a... If we get Shivisi down, then we can get this down also. Hinnachoy is test b'shmiya. V'kashalo keseh v'tzor bo aryi ba'olam. And av b'shana v'kul yasmalus b'nefesh zachar nekeva. Now, Vav, Himlech is Yud B'Maisa, and there's a lot of Drushim on this one, the Svamak Darshan. By the way, the B'nai Sasra has a Drush on almost every single one of these, because the B'nai Sasra divided his Sefer according to the Chadashim. So on almost every single month, he has a Drush on the Indian of the Sefer Yitzhira as it pertains to that month. Always very beautiful, beautiful Drushim.
Can you just explain what
the Kashal Kesser means? That it made this mida, it rules over that month. So when he says Himlecho is Ches Beriya, the Kashal Keser, it means that it gives it a malchus. It gives it a malchus that it should rule over this month. Himlecho is Yud B'Maisa, the Kashal Keser, the Tzar B'Besula Ba'Ola, the Elul B'Shana, and Yad Smol, right? Because the Yad Smol is considered to be more B'Maisa. So I said Os Yud B'Maisa. Right? And of course the letter Yud has to do with Yad, it's the same thing. Of course Basula has to do with Klai Sol, is like a Basula coming into Rosh Hashanah, that we're not Nifgam. The letter Yud has to do with Aseris Yimei Tshuva. Everything has a Hezva. It's the last day of the year, last month of the year, that's why it's more to Giyat HaMaisa. Himlecho Islamed B'Tashmish, that's V'kasha Lo Keser, V'tzarbo Moznayim Ba'olam, that's also one of the mazalos. Tishrei Bashana, Moznayim of course means judgment, right? It's a scale. U'mara B'nefesh. Part of the B'nefesh is called Mara, Zachar Nekeva. Mara has Ramis Tahar HaMayriya, which the Akedah took place on in Tishrei. Himlech Ois Nun B'Reyach, this is Cheshvan, Nun is Reyach. V'kashal o'kesev v'tzabo akrav ba'ilam, it's the mazel, it's akrav, mar cheshvan b'shana, v'dakin b'nefesh. Dakin b'nefesh. Yeah, he quotes the B'nai Sasra here, trying to explain what's called the dakin b'nefesh. Zachar n'keva, him l'choy samich b'shena, that's this month, Kislev, samich b'shena. The Nin of Samech, the Nin of Shena. Okay, take a look at the B'nai Sasra on that. V'kashilo Keser, V'tzarbo Keshes Ba'olam. Keshes Ba'olam has to do with the colors of the Xmas lights, but in Mokum Lahar B'zeh. V'kislev B'shana, V'kava B'nefesh, and Zachar Nekeva. Himlechois Ayin B'Rogez. Right? In the Midah of Rogez is going to be Teves, because the Zohar says Teves is one of the 3 months of the year which Hashem has a kas on it. V'kasher lo keser, v'tzor bo gedi ba'olam, has to do with the gedi, has to do with Mechiras Yosef. V'tevis bashana, v'kavid banafesh, the kavid is the place of dinim, zachar nekeva. Himelchais tzadi b'li'ita, li'ita means eating, swallowing. V'kasher lo keser, like we said by Esav, halitenina, yeah? V'kasher lo keser, v'tzor bo deli ba'olam. Deli is because, Ben Sascha explains, because that was the month in that Moshe began giving over the Torah in the beginning of Sefer Devarim. It's like to be Doyle Torah, Veshvat, Veshana, Keva Benefesh, and Zachar Nekeva. Himlecho is Kuf B'Schok. This is the month of Adar. Kuf B'Schok, this is the Tzchok of Adar. V'kashal O'Kesev, V'tzarva Dogim Ba'olam, the Mazel Dogim of Adar. V'tchol Benefesh, Tchol has to do with Tzchok, and Zachar Nekeva. Okay, so these are the 12 months of the year, as outlined in Sefer Yetzirah. V'chenegeze asa Shlomo Melech alav Hashalom eskan hakir miyubeiz boker Hashem yipiyam yatsamam l'taras hakahanu. So we know that Shlomo Melech came along and he made a tikkun to the kior in the Beis HaMikdash that it had 12 spouts. Ki asa b'zei sarusa delatata. This was in the sarusa delatata. Shehamayim haroimzim l'chesed. Because Mayim is a remez to Chesed, Gishba la Hakayhanim derech Yud Beis Pios, That if there's 12 spouts and the Kohen is an Indian of Chesed and the Mayim is an Indian of Chesed, that when they draw out Mayim from each of these spouts, it's Mamshech Chesed to all the Shifteka. Derech Yudbeis, Derech HaYudbeis Gvuli Alachsen Kanal, which corresponds to these 12 directions. Kikol Masha Asa, Hayla Oira, Ha'in and Lamala Begavi Maramim. That was all the Kavana Ila which he had to be Ma'oira. Chassad Makla Yisrael. Yeah. Of course, each month corresponds to a Shevet, as you can, of course, understand from here. So in Simin Chafalif, he quotes the well-known Kedushas Levi, that there's a machlekes amongst the tzaddikim. You can't say it's a machlekes, everything is different mahalchim as to how they break up. The Arizal understands that the months correspond to the way that the Klai Yisrael travel in the Midbar according to the Degalim. So for example, so the month of Tammuz, Av, and Elul, let's say, so that's each of the 3 months will correspond, each 3 months will correspond to a different Degel in the Midbar. So Yari explains that Tammuz, Av, and Elul corresponds to Reuven, Shimon, and Gad. Whereas, for example, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan corresponds to Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zevulun. V'chahina. Like every single month corresponds to the Peshevet, but according to the way that they travel. The Ravid has its own Mahalach, the Reb Tzadik has his own Mahalach, the Kedushas Levi has his own Mahalach, all the Tzadikim have different Mahalachim, and they're all Eilu, Eilu, Devil, Kimchem. The simple way to understand it is just, no, it just goes in order. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zevulun, Tavut, Gad, Asher, Yosef, and Yom. So the Kedushas Levi here says that the month of Adar corresponds to Yosef. And he explains because the Mazel is Dagim, and Dagim is Yosef, his bracha, V'yidgul Arel, B'kerev Ha'aretz, and Yosef has two Shvatim, right? He has Yosef, he has Ephraim, and Menashe. So since there's an Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, so that corresponds to Ephraim and Menashe. So all beautiful inyonim in Primus Atayra, where many Jushim come from these inyonim to know this surah of Sefer Yetzirah, how everything lines up. Because lining up means that they have a Shaykh Zelazah, and it helps us understand in Primus what the Nekuda, the Mida is of that inyon. Okay. Save a little bit more time. So let's go on talk to Machaf Aleph. Everything is Yisodistic, of course, but in particular, this is a very Kabbalistic parak. In that, we're going to delve into Inyanim of Dinim, of which we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, this is something which comes up much more in Kabbalah than it does in Chassidus, of Shach Dinim and Par Dinim. We're going to see what these terms mean. It's very important to know because in Chassidim, Sfar Maktoshim, when they discuss these inyanim, many times if a person is not familiar with Shach and Par, so many beautiful Jerushim come out of the inyan of Shach and Par. The Shofar, in particular, is that as soon as a person will see what Shach and Par, he'll probably just go to the next piece right away because he doesn't know what Shach and Par is. Again, one of the reasons why this Sefer is a Hakdamah to Chassidus is because in the depths of Chassidus, all Chassidus really comes from Pnimis HaTorah. So these are Yesodus and Pnimis HaTorah, which allows a person to have, you know, at his disposal an understanding of all the Inyanim and Pnimis, that everything will become relevant and understood then. So here in Chachdama Chaf Aleph, he writes that we know that there are Chamesh Osios Mansabach. And this is just a continuation of the discussion of the Chaf Beis Osios, because the Chaf Beis is really Chaf Zayin. Because there are five more letters, the Sophios letters, which are Man Tzepach, Men Sophis, Nun Sophis, Tzadi Pein, Chav Sophis, always at the Sof HaTeva, Kula Moim Al Din. Because since they always come at the end of the word, right? The end is always an Indian of Dinim. That's why at the end of the year, which is Chodesh Tishrei, the first day, which is really the first day of the new year, which is an accounting of the entire last year, that's the Zman that Hashem brings judgment upon the world. Takes an account as to what happened this year. Because the Sof is always an Inyan of Din. Which, by the way, we say how that Hashem is called Ein Sof. Right? Ein Sof means that Hashem is Kula Rachamim. That He's really, there is no Dinim. Klavik Kochibuch himself, Hashem is Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, which is what we're Mamshech on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. A lot of Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, because at that place of Sof, we say no, Ein Sof. And every tzimtzum is Romez Ladin, right? It ends, it brings a gvul, these letters. So gvul, that's a tzimtzum, that's an inyan of din. The Eilu HaChamesh Osios, Romez and Gamkein HaChamesh Sfiros. So they also correspond to the five Sfiros of Chesen, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Ehod. Al Zeha Oifen. Mem is Chesed. It doesn't go in order of the Aleph base. It goes in the following order. Mem is Chesed. Nun is Gvura. Tzadi is Tiferes. Pei is Netzach. And Chaf Sofis is Hod. That's why we always refer to them as Mansipach. Mansipach. In the order of the Sfiros and not in the order of the Aleph base. V'akavana Shehadinim hanirmazim be'ilu ha'usios mispashim b'chamishfiros chagat na, which are called the Hegvuros. I don't remember if we spoke about the Indian of Hegvuros, but there's a very strong emphasis in Kabbalah and Chassidus on what's known as the five Gvuros and the five Chassadim. These Matzapach are called the Hegvuros. But with the Hispashus of what's called the Chassadim, which are called the Hechassadim, L'seich il ha'chamesh Sfiros, Nimtiku ha'gvuros v'nimshach sheferad v'nei Yisrael. It's a very big Indian in Pnimis HaTorah of being mamtik the Chamesh Gvuros al yedei the Chamesh Chassadim. So for example, we know that in Yom Kippur there's Chamesh Inuyim. Right? The Chamesh Inuyim which we have on Yom Kippur correspond to the Chamesh Gvuros. Right? But there's an Indian that would have to be mamtik. We have to be mamtik the Chamesh Gvuros with the Chamesh Chassadim. V'hinei behadinim atzma, in the dinim themselves, yesh beis sugi dinim. There are really two dinim within the realm of din. That's called dina kasha v'dina rafia. There's a strong din, and there's a soft din. V'kumokin yesh beusias matzapach psuchos ustumos. So the letters matzapach can be written psuchos. That's the conventional mem nun tzadi pechaf, like can be found in the beginning or the middle of the letters, or the stumos, which when they come at the end of the letters. Hapsuchos romzim adina rafia ki hatsimsim eno kol kach. So when they can be written at the beginning or the middle of the letters, that's called psuchos. So that's called dina rafia. That's a softer din. Avo im kol zehim or mal din, but they're still letters of din. The fishem pali gvul the gabishar osios alfes gemadalet etc. They're still considered to be din lagavi the rest of the letters, but they're like a softer din. Din light. Because they are indispensable. They can be used in any way. The stumos can only be found at the end of the word. Al kain him dinim kashim od migodl hatzimtzum shelahem v'nekrem dina kashya. Therefore, they're called dina kashya. So, they're gvuros, but they could be like hard gvuros or soft gvuros.
So isn't only the mem? And the mem is the gvuros one?
No, it just means, stumos means that it's susim, it's at the end of the letter, at the end of the word.
Placed.
Yeah, where it's placed, yeah.
Are all these placed at the end of the word, except for one time the mem is in the middle?
The letters mem tzadi chaf pechaf, mem nun tzadi pechaf are all end the letters. Mem sofis, nun sofis, tzadi sofis, pe sofis, and chaf sofis.
So how do you determine between rafi and kasha?
So if it's at the end of the word, then it's kasha. If it's found in the beginning or the middle, then it's rafi, then it's soft.
But if it's found in the middle, it's not an end.
That's why it's soft.
So these letters are letters of din, regardless of if they're end or not.
Right, exactly. It's just that if they're at the end, then they're hard din. But if they're anywhere, they're still called din.
So a tzadi is a letter of din.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, most famously, perhaps, we find the dina kasha, dina rafia, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. The Arizal tells us that The first day of Rosh Hashanah is called Dina Kasha, and the second day of Rosh Hashanah is called Dina Rafia. That's why there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. But they're really a Yom HaRichta, it's really one day because it's the same letters. It's Mem Sani Tzad Pechav. It's the same letters. But since they have an end and a beginning middle, so they divide into Dina Kasha, Dina Rafia. But the Indian is to be Mamtech these letters of Matzabach. Okay, so now this is going to be important in terms of a discussion of Shach and Par, as we're going to see. But I don't. It's not good to go into Shach and Par. I know it's exciting too, but I think that since Shach and Par is its own discussion, so I think we'll hold off and we'll wait till next week to get into the Mitzvah. Okay. Yeah, we'll hold it here because it's a more detailed discussion. Okay, fine. Shkayach.
How does it work with the chassad? How does it work with the chassad? What does it mean?